Welcome, everyone, to night two of Spontaneous Transformation. And we got tons of email from those of you who really, really did experience a spontaneous transformation. So I'm so glad you're back for another evening. I'm so glad you're back and willing to move even deeper. And thank you for those of you who did use the form there to share your questions and comments with me. I reviewed them all. I looked at them. We had some wonderful things, a lot of people talking about physical health. So we'll definitely play with that tonight. We had a couple of people talk about procrastination. We had a bunch of people ask questions about communicating and interacting with children. But the main concern was physical pain, was physical dis-ease, was things that are happening with health. And then, of course, there is a whole lot of people that talked about the emotional pieces, the emotional pain and sorrow and the uncomfortable emotions that seem to be dominating your life at this time, and a sense of being stuck. So we're going to play with all that. I've already been playing with you, so you may have noticed some changes already. Because I looked at this and I played with it already, so there's been some changes and transformations just from your feedback. So tonight, one of the big things that I noticed when people submitted in the Q&A form questions about how they were doing is, but how do I? That was huge. But how do I? Okay, so we did this huge amount of healing. Yeah, but how do I? Okay, so I want you to feel this. Feel this with me in your body right now. Yeah, but how? Feel that. Say it to yourself. Yeah, but how? Yeah, but how? But how? So those words, yeah, but how, are totally mind-oriented words. These are the words that the mind uses, and they use it in order to struggle to figure it out in order to feel safe. The beautiful mind is designed to seek information that supports the heart. The heart is the true guidance. And did you know that there is actually neural tissue in the heart? So the heart is actually the brain of the soul. This beautiful heart with neural tissue is the brain of the soul. And it is the true guidance of the soul. But what has happened, and many of you wrote this in, about this, that when you're in your heart or trying to access your sacred chamber, it feels like it's too painful. And that is totally understandable. Yet, that is the place where the true guidance, the true connection, the true information, the deep intuition, that place of that reservoir of knowing. This is the place where you know that you know. I call it the sacred chamber. And it is beyond the physical heart. The physical heart is a beautiful, energetic mirror of the center point of the soul, which is the sacred chamber. I'll take you on a journey to the sacred chamber tonight as well. So when we say, yeah, but, that's an instant sign and an instant moment to pause that the mind is in charge. When the mind is in charge, there is no answer to that question. Feel it. There is no answer to that question. Mary A. Hall, who's just an amazing healer as well, she shared something interesting in her work, which is the mind has these questions that cannot be answered. There is no answer to yeah, but how. Now, feel that in your system. Feel that in your body. What does, yeah, but how? Yeah, but how do I? Okay, so my experience in the moment of reading a lot of the yeah, but hows. Yeah, but how do I do this in my life? Yeah, but how do I get rid of? Yeah, but how do I, you know, and get rid of is another thing. You know, that there really is no getting rid of. Einstein said this, that energy just transforms into another form, into another mode. So we don't ever really get rid of anything. And that's part of what the spontaneous transformation technique is about. It's about honoring the system as it expresses itself. It's about honoring the system, which is us, the mode of being that has been us, the beliefs and patterns that have led us to here, the system that created system of trauma that created these beliefs that led into patterns that allowed us to survive and feel safe. The spontaneous transformation technique honors all of it and does not seek to get rid of, does not seek to find out how, but simply allows the system as is to express itself. And through noticing how the system expresses itself, noticing the belief and patterns, and allowing our life circumstances to shine a light on what's really going on. So something shows up. Here's the someone asked a good question. What are the seven steps? I'm going to give you the seven basic steps of the spontaneous transformation technique. And these are the very basic ones, okay? Here's the seven steps. The first one is acknowledge your current triggered emotion in the moment. Okay, use it to discover a new perspective. Great. Second, so the key with that first one is that there's a life circumstances that is getting your attention. You've been triggered. You're in an uncomfortable emotion. That's why it's so perfect for, that's why it's seven steps to coping and thriving in extreme times, because it's a moment of extreme. It's a moment that is calling your attention. Emotions are the way that the life and the universe and our soul calls our attention. So uncomfortable emotions get our attention. That's what's happened. So in the moment of that attention getting emotion, you notice it. And then you move your attention inward. You ask the question, what am I feeling right now? That's step two. What am I feeling right now? The next step is step three. Where do I feel this in my body? So now we're bringing that emotion into our body. And you move your attention to a very specific place in your body. Now, for some people, it's one place. And for other people, it's several places. But there is always one specific thing related to this triggered emotion, related to the circumstance. You bring your attention to that place in your body. And you'll notice that I do a few things around that to bring your attention deeper into that place in your body. Step four is arrive in that place inside your body. You look around, you sense what's there, and you describe it to yourself. You tap in. And you. Step five is a very simple process, which is ask the body part, what do you need? Then wait for the answer and listen. It's usually a quality like a support, acknowledgement, safety, love, compassion. Step six is ask that aspect, what would it feel like to experience that need as if it's fully expressed? So if you say to that part of your body, what do you need? It says, I need to be loved. You ask that, what would it be like to experience love? Show me what that would be like. And this body part, which is actually an aspect of you. It's not just the body part. The body part represents the area that this emotion and this event and maybe trauma got held in the body until this moment. When you have the capacity and the wherewithal and the support that's here in this call tonight and the other calls and the workshops and the certification program to go into this work much deeper. So then you say, what would it feel like to have that need expressed? And you allow it and you describe it to yourself and it inculcates it deeper. And then you go back and you feel what that initial triggered emotion was and you'll have noticed it's changed. So that's a very simple version. And sometimes I do a little bit more advanced version on these shows. So I hope that was helpful. So talking about, but how? How do I, how? Okay, so that is the domain of the mind. And that is not where healing happens. When we want to transform a really big piece of our life, the mind does not have the skill set to do it. The heart is where the action is. The body and where this piece of the puzzle is held in the body is where the healing takes place. And so as part of the spontaneous transformation, when we go into the body, we are actually going into an aspect of our being, an aspect of our soul itself. So part of the process is I ask this you to be the observer, you to be this nurturing mother aspect and bring that energy of support to this part of you. that also creates a little bit of detachment so that you don't have to dive into this old stuff. You can be there in a measure of support for this part of you that is looking for an unwinding, a healing, a transformation, a transmutation. So that's what we're going to be playing with tonight. So when we start with, yeah, but how, I want you to notice that it takes you right out of the healing, right out of the body, and puts you squarely in the mind where it's almost impossible to transform from that place. So one of the things I would encourage many of you who are going to be asking me questions, who already asked me questions, and who are going to be asking questions about your personal experience, is to, instead of saying, yeah, but how do I do it? Instead, follow along for you as I work with individuals here tonight and tomorrow night. And I encourage you to come to tomorrow night as well, because it's three nights that we are layering on top. And I suspect those who are chosen tonight is going to be another layer that will answer your questions. So, oh yeah, and one more little housekeeping thing. If you are listening to the recording, the energy is just as strong, equally as strong. It doesn't matter when you're listening. The work, the group energy, all of it is still here, very present for you. You know, we live in a universe, and time and space is happening all simultaneously right now. So no matter where you are, you're still in that energy. And it's incredibly potent on a recording. Okay. So as we tap into, yeah, but how, instead, let's just use that as a moment of noticing. Awakening, ascension, all of that is simply about shining the light of consciousness, the consciousness of the soul, on the areas that we are ready to love. Shining the light of consciousness on the patterns and beliefs that have created our life, that have created the upset, the dis-ease, the unhappiness. That is what waking up is. The waking up is the light is shining. We are noticing, we're paying attention, we're observing, we're seeing it. And when we see it, that's 90% of it. So many of you ask questions, which I thought was fascinating. Someone asked a question about, I don't know how to feel. And the fact that you ask the question means that you're 90% there. Noticing that you don't know how to feel is enormous. Because if you weren't in the process of changing, you wouldn't even notice that part. So give every single one of you right now, I want you to take your right hand and reach over your left shoulder and neck and put it on the back and pat and say, you are doing so well. You're doing so well. It's a kind of a little joke, but I'm not kidding. I just did it to myself. It feels good. You're all doing great, even if it doesn't feel that way. How do I know that? Because you're here. You wouldn't be here if you weren't on a path to healing, if you weren't on a path to using this technique to see and notice and observe and honor and love yourself more. And truly, that is all that healing and transformation is. Seeing what's true, which is the fact that you're love and light and magnificent and amazing. If you could see the view from where I am as I look over all the souls that are here now and well into the future, yeah, I can see you. It happens to be a gift that opened up as I did this healing work for so many years with so many large groups. I can see all these beautiful lights. I can see what's going on and I can hear what's going on. And now let's dive into some session work tonight, and with the intention that we are going to really do our own questions as I lead someone else. And whatever is there for you, even if the question doesn't apply for you, just allow the resonant entrainment energy. Know that I mentioned this last night, that every word I say is healing. Every question I ask is healing. It's all encoded because I'm speaking to you right now. I'm speaking to you right now. So just notice that and allow that. Cool. All All right, here we go. We're going to dive into some session work. Star 2 will raise your hand. Star 2 will raise your hand if you'd like to play with me tonight. Star 2 will raise your hand. And while you're raising your hand, I'm just going to take a quick look at the questions. Oh, my gosh, your questions are amazing. I can already feel the change and the transformation. No, and it's okay to ask, yeah, but just notice it, though. And again, you know, one of the things I want to bring up is, you know, you don't have to police your words anymore. I'm not asking you to do that at all. Don't police your words. What I am asking you to do, though, is to notice the words. Notice when you're using words that are symptoms of the mind is in charge. Words like, I got to get rid of. Words like, yeah, but how? How is a huge word of the mind. So just notice. That's it. Just notice. So I'm going to go and, okay, I'm being asked. Well, okay, I'm going to caller number 69. Last four digits are 6071. It looks like it's in Seattle, and you are on the air.
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How can I help you?
Wow, that sensation of knowing you're getting picked really is true.
It is, isn't it? Isn't that something?
Yeah. Well, I feel like I've been going through a lot of change and releasing. I've been practicing energy work for a while, and I can feel the releasing, but I'm getting... Yeah.
But, okay, good. So I want you to just notice that first. You didn't do anything wrong, but I just want you to notice there's a but in your pattern. There's a but. Is that true?
Yeah.
As you move through life, there's this but energy.
Yeah.
Right? So that just feel what that but energy does. Like, again, you're being the observer and shining the spotlight of your consciousness, the consciousness of your soul on that pattern. Look at it. What does that but energy do to your life?
Definitely is sabotaging.
Yeah, and sabotaging is just a word that to me is like a bit of a judgment. I don't think you're sabotaging. I think that you're just offering an opportunity to notice a word right now. Are you? There's a papers in the background. There is.
Sorry, I was just grabbing a paper to take notes on.
Okay, perfect. Okay. all right. So, just feel that, and the rest of you do the same. Feel what this is how I am, and I'm doing all this great healing work, but. Right? So doing all this great healing work, but. So feel the great healing work. Feel the energy shifts. Feel that. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
And feel how it's just opening you up when you put your attention there. And then you put your attention immediately onto but. And what happens to all that great opening energy?
It falls down the drain.
It just stops, doesn't it? And it's okay that it does. Because this is a really important pattern for you to just simply pay attention to. That's it. Just pay attention to. Okay. So I interrupted you. You do all this great healing work, but.
But, or I guess, and.
Yeah, there you go.
I've noticed this major lethargy. I know what I'm supposed to do. There's the but again. For life, just for exercise, even for cleaning, all these practices, I'm so ready to embrace mentally.
Yeah. Okay. So this is really good. This is procrastination. And I knew that we would cover some of these questions. So let's play with this. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about procrastination. Okay. Procrastination is an interesting thing. It's once again, one of those labels, you know, labels like stuck, self-sabotage, I'm procrastinating. It's a label we attach to something so we get to judge ourselves really, really well. Okay? And there's no such thing as procrastination. There's no such thing as stuck. There's no such thing as self-sabotage. All of those things are illusions. But because we can't figure out a mind-oriented thing, what's going on and how to get rid of it, a mind-oriented thing, we apply these labels to this stuff. And those labels are also mind-oriented things. And it kind of allows us to kind of suppress and repress it and put it over there. right? Mm-hmm. That's how, that's the mechanism of that. So instead, we're going to notice this, and we are going to notice that there's no such thing as procrastination. Procrastination is simply a symptom that there's likely a sting. There's a sting,
mm-hmm.
right? So the sting is likely because it's not safe to go there. All right, so so someone has a business and they want to write a book, and they've written a book, they're halfway through the book, and they want to do this and they want to do that, and they've got a healing practice or whatever it is, right? And then they know that on step 5 of their business, or step 10 or step 20, they will definitely be speaking in front of an audience, and they are terrified of public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Guess when that sting is going to make them stop everything?
Right, when an opportunity, beginning. Yeah.
Right at the beginning.
At the beginning. Mm-hmm.
That sting is going to stop everything. So do you see, it's not procrastination, it's a sting.
Yeah, it's also feels a little bit like a choice to hide because of that sense of safety or feeling that there isn't safety.
Yeah, it's not safe for you to be out in the world. So why would you, you know, why would your mind allow you to do anything?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not safe. So no, it's almost impossible to lose weight, to get in shape, to do my spiritual practice, because all of those things will lead to me being seen, and I can't be seen because it is so unsafe. Yes?
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
Okay, so if let's just play with this. So what if you were to cognitively tell me what you think is holding you back? Is it not worthy? Is it too, it's not safe, or is it I don't want to be seen? What if you were to cognitively kind of, and maybe even tap in intuitively, and the rest of you do the same, what do you think it would be?
I think it's safety from ideas of safety from parental programming as a child and growing up.
Yeah, but what's the safety about? It's like I'm not good enough, or it's not okay to show my light, or
I can, for the things about life purpose, I can see self-worthiness.
Okay.
But when it comes to things like cleaning my house, it's almost like burying myself under things. I guess it's still the like self-worthy, not being seen, not wanting to be seen.
Okay, so let's check that out. All right, so think about something that you're procrastinating on, and the rest of you do the same. So not cleaning your house. Is that a good one?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and the rest of you, what are you procrastinating on? Choose one thing. Now, where do you feel that in your body?
I feel it like in my third chakra,
okay.
In my solar plexus.
In your solar plexus area. Okay, good. And the rest of you, where do you feel it in your body? Now, Nicole, go to that abdomen area and bring your attention almost inside the abdomen. That's it. And there's extra energy now coming through to assist all of us in being able to easily get to these places. And just allow all of your minds, I can feel a bunch of your minds wanting to interpret and wanting to, you know, share, you know, something that they read in a book or saying, oh my God, this is actually really something my mother should be listening to. Okay. So let that mind just rest right now. We're just going to ask the mind to rest and witness. Just rest and witness. That's it. That's it. That wasn't necessarily your mind. I'm just feeling other audience members.
Mm-hmm.
So bring your attention with your mind as a witness to this body part. And you're almost going to go inside. And again, we're going to delineate here that you are the observer, and this body part is an aspect of you. And you are bringing your attention to this aspect of you from a place of discernment and wisdom and love and support, mothering, nurturing energy. You are this beautiful observer of this part. Does that feel true? Wow, you're doing that really well, Nicole. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
That you are this beautiful, powerful, supportive being that is here for this part of you in your abdomen. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Does that feel true?
Yeah.
Good, yeah. It feels really strong to me. So strong that this aspect of you is actually observing you now and saying, wow, I can feel you seeing me. Does that feel true?
Yeah.
Good. And so just bring your attention there and say to this aspect, yes, I see you.
Yes, I see you.
Yes, I am here and present for you.
Yes, I am here and present for you.
And I really am here in deep support.
And I am really here in deep support.
And I'm not going anywhere.
And I'm not going anywhere.
That's it. I'm not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
I see you, beautiful. Now bring your attention inside now, honey. It feels like your mind kind of got a little bit involved.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to say to the mind again, you are welcome to be present, but you're only as a witness, please. And, you know, we're doing this little experiment. I'd love your participation. And just get a little affirmative from the mind there. That's it. And just allow the mind to rest and encourage it to rest and be present only as a witness. Now bring your attention inside your body in this abdomen area, really super present, and say to this part of you again, I'm not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
I am here with you. That's it.
I am here with you.
That's it. That's it. What does that feel like?
It's very hard to be in my body.
Yes, noticing that. And that's okay. It's okay. So bring your attention to this part of you. And again, you are this beautiful, wise observer, nourishing. That's it. That's it. Really embodying that so that you can be super present for this aspect of you in your body. And you're just going to say this beautiful aspect. I'm sorry for what happened.
I'm sorry for what happened.
I see you.
I see you.
And I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry.
And I deeply care about you.
And I deeply care about you.
I'm so sorry for what happened.
I'm so sorry for what happened.
And do you get a bit of a persona there, a personality, an age?
Well, it's funny, to go inside, I actually had to think of me as a child feeding grain to horses.
Okay.
As a way of being inside and sort of feeding and supporting that space.
Great. So this aspect is, you get a sense of the child that this part of you is, yes?
Yeah, it's definitely inner child because I don't have horses.
Excellent. So just, we're going to just release the inner child piece because it's a cognitive mm-hmm. piece that's part mm-hmm. of our culture now. And we're just going to be with this aspect that is you as a child, is mm-hmm. a child that kind of got held in this area of your body. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, that's it. There's a nice shift there. So bring your attention to this beautiful child and say to this child, I see you.
I see you.
That's it. That's it. I care about you.
I care about you.
I care about how you feel.
I care about how you feel.
And I'm so sorry for what happened.
And I'm so sorry for what happened.
And I'm so sorry for the conclusions that you made about yourself.
And I'm so sorry for the conclusions you made about yourself.
That's it. And I see you.
And I see you.
And I love you.
And I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And you can put your hand on that area.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And we're just going to honor, say to this beautiful part, I honor you.
I honor you.
I honor the experience that you had and the courage you faced it with.
I honor the experience you had and the courage you faced it with.
I'm so sorry for what happened.
I'm so sorry for what happened.
Okay, now stay there, stay there. Can you feel yourself moving into your mind a bit? Out of the body? Good.
It's like it's challenging staying focused and confronting it.
Yeah, yeah. So just know you're not confronting. You're here in deep support.
Mm.
And just imagine what it would feel like to be someone who is giving deep support. I know you've done this before for others, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been in deep support for others. Is that true?
Yes.
So it feels like there's a girlfriend in particular that went through something really, really tough, and you were so present. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine yourself as that nurturer, because that's who you are, right?
Yeah.
And now that's it. Now bring that energy to this part of you. That's it. That's it. And what does that feel like?
A lot of compassion.
There you go. And allow yourself to just be present in that energy of compassion for this part of you. Very good. Very good. And just now look at this part of you and just love it. Love her. Love her.
Hmm.
Love her. Honor her. See her. And tell her that you are loving her and honoring her and seeing her. Now use your words instead of mine.
Well, the first thing was, you're fabulous.
Yes.
I think you're fabulous.
Yes, you're amazing, fabulous. What else do you want to say to her? And the rest of you do the same to your little ones. What do you want to say to her?
I accept you.
Yeah.
And I'm here for you.
Yeah.
And I'm rooting for you.
Oh, I'm rooting for you. Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And I love you.
I love you.
What else would you say to her?
I'm sorry for what happened to you.
Yeah.
I feel a lot of grief processing out.
Yes. And so just allow her to grieve now. I was just about to ask you, what emotions is she feeling? So just allow her, the rest of you can notice what emotions are present, what is she, that aspect of you feeling. So just let her feel and just, you know, kind of hold a space for her right now that is so safe, that is so sacred. And that's it. And she gets to feel the feelings that it was never safe to feel before.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, she's just lying on the floor crying and then just stroking her shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. And feel how present you are with this.
Yeah.
You're so in your body now. It's really good, Nicole. That's it. And you're just stroking her and loving her and letting her feel. Just encouraging her to feel. Letting her express something that it wasn't safe to express to before. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we can say at this stage too is, you know, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding this for us.
Thank you for holding this for us.
I know it's been hard.
I know it's been hard. I know you were trying to protect us.
Yes. Oh, felt like another round of tears. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just let her have her feelings. The rest of you do the same. Let them just, and again, we're witnessing this. We don't have to dive in with them unless tears are in your field as well, and go for it, because all that tears are is just a release. That's it. So just allow her to feel until she's, and then just feel that there's this powerful energy of love kind of pumping in. There's this wave upon wave of love and compassion that is pumping in and filling you and available to her. Does that feel true?
Yeah. And I definitely feel some like transformative butterfly energy.
Yes.
Having space.
Yes. Beautiful. Space. That's it. And these waves are moving in.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Good. And just, I want you to notice something, that with this love, there's actually you that is moving through, and the compassion that is here for her, and the space that you're holding for her, and the capacity that you're of safety that is here for her to actually express emotions that wasn't safe to feel in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to just notice that the love is actually starting to be bigger than her experience. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
And if it isn't, you can say no, that doesn't feel right.
Yeah, no, that feels right.
Okay. And that the love is bigger. And as a result, because this love is bigger and bigger and bigger and embracing her so beautifully and gently and lovingly, as this love gets bigger, the expression of this peace is not as significant in your field. Does that feel true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And as a result, we are not, and we can say this to her clearly, and the rest of you can say this to your little ones, we are not asking them to change.
I am not asking you to change.
You don't have to change.
You don't have to change.
Just be your beautiful you.
Just be your beautiful you.
That's it. And how is she responding?
Yeah, she's like, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. What's cool, what's interesting is that it usually reaches a moment when, that's why I call it the spontaneous transformation, where there's this just moment of, okay, it's kind of done.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of is resolved. But again, we're not asking her to change. And if she wants to continue to feel, she can feel until the cows come home. And some people were asking about last night that they didn't feel quite complete when we finished with one person. And yes, that's true. For some of you, you might have to be with this part of you, loving them, honoring them, allowing them to feel for a little while. You might need to come back to this and continue this process.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is that now when I get hit with those kind of symptoms, I have a place to go to and to nurture and be present.
Yeah, and it might be a slightly different emotion that comes up. So right now, we didn't get to do this last night, but right now, what I'd like to do is ask her if there's a feeling behind this feeling. I mean, we've been talking about sadness and grief. Is there a feeling behind, and for some people there will be what is actually one of our core patterns and beliefs is sometimes behind this. For others, it might not be. It might be resolved here. But Nicole, is there a feeling behind the feeling?
I immediately got rage.
Yes. There it is. And now we're going to allow her and just look at her and say, thank you. We see that. And now we get to allow her to rage. And we get to hold the space for her to rage. That's it. And I want you to notice something as you are this beautiful, nurturing, loving observer, honoring this part of you as it feels its feelings, as she feels her feelings, that there is an energy expansion that is happening. Does that feel true?
Mm-hmm.
That it's like in your case, this rage is actually sparking a light.
Yeah, it's the observer part of me is able just to hold love and watch with love and while the little girl is throwing a tantrum, but it's not affecting me as the observer.
That's right. And what is actually the impact actually feels like one of elevation in a way in your field is what I'm noticing. There's a spark in your field. That's good. It's good.
It's like it feels like a model I can use when I observe anyone or interact with anyone.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well done. Well noticed. So we're just going to stay present with her. She rages, and the rest of you, whatever that. This is a core pattern, a core belief, a core system that's never been able to express.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really powerful energy of support here for you. So we're actually in a little bit of emotive turbocharge. In that we are allowing this energy to dissipate and move quickly without needing to settle. Okay, now there's a beautiful unwinding happening on the call. So I'm just going to tap into the unwinding, and everyone is unwinding. And what I want you to notice, and there's some of you that are saying, yeah, but how about me? Okay, so notice that and bring your energy back to the little one, back to this part of you, back to being the observer. That's it. And allow the healing to happen for you, because everyone right now is listening, whether it's well in the future or right now, is receiving this powerful energy. So just allow yourself to notice this energy. And notice that we are in this place of unwinding, which means that it is unraveling any of these old beliefs and patterns that are stuck in our bodies. And it's, I'm just going with the flow of the energy, observing it. That's it. And now we're in a still point with it. The whole group of us are in a still point. And you might notice that your body might be doing something. There might be some pain or tears or tinglings or shivers or shaking. And it's all okay. It's all part of the release that happens in the moment of a still point, in the point of healing. You might feel a pulse, a healing pulse in the place in your body part that you've been playing with. That's it. There we go. And now it's moving into a regular rhythm, but the potency has increased. And I would love it if you notice that. And if you can't tell, it's okay too. But for those of you who can tell, just notice it, because every time we notice something, we are paying attention. And every time we pay attention to something, it expands. So by noticing our beautiful little ones that didn't have a voice, and now we give them one. When noticing the rhythm of healing, noticing the tingles, noticing the moment where it shifts, noticing it and naming it, creates this beautiful permanence, creates this beautiful awakening. That's it. And how is she doing? Is she still raging?
No, she's ready to rest, and she says, I'll tell you when I'm ready to start taking action.
Okay, good. So we're going to ask her one more little question. Mm-hmm. And if she has a little magic wand in her hand, and what is it that she needs now? Might just be rest, but what is it that she needs now? And the rest of you ask your little one that. What does she need now?
I'm getting that she needs sustenance in the way of creativity, magic, and that when, she's letting me know that when she does feel fear around those things, that coming to this place is going to help with that, to let her feel that and then move on.
Yeah. And, you know, this is one aspect of hundreds, maybe thousands, maybe millions, right? So every time something happens and you're triggered in your life, or you're in a moment of seeming procrastination, again, there's no such thing. We immediately go to the sting. Where do you feel that in your body? And then it might be a completely different experience. There might be a completely different core feeling. And it might be the same, but it'll be different every time. And know that you're going to different pieces of your being, different piece aspects of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Honoring these different aspects of you, honoring the parts of you that needed to behave in this way to feel safe, needed to not clean your house somehow to feel safe. Do you get how that somehow made you feel safe by not cleaning your house?
Yep.
Yeah. So let's bring your attention now back into the room that you're in, and let's just tap into cleaning your house. What does that feel like now?
It feels like I was actually working on a different topic,
okay, so there's the butt.
Yeah, I think I was actually healing some other pieces that were tied into that.
Yeah, and it's all tied in. There you go. Very good. There's probably a couple of stings around this.
I think there's a lot more gentleness in general, though, about just taking action and letting it flow. There's not a goal-oriented.
Yeah. It's interesting, Nicole, you said just take an action, and it wasn't a just take an action, right?
Yeah.
It was just take an action. It was gentle. It was not harsh. It was, And so... You know, if you've played with this for a really long time, if some of you have procrastinated something for a really long time, you know, be gentle. Notice the nuance. Again, when we notice, we have it instead of it having us. When we notice, the noticing of the change, the noticing of the transformation inculcates that transformation and change even deeper. Does that feel true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in this moment, as you notice that there was a change, albeit subtle, did you notice that there is a strength that was built in you as you noticed that change?
Definitely. And it's definitely a peace. I mean, it's just connected to everything I do and everywhere I am, the presence that was reestablished and the flow and gentleness.
Well done, Nicole.
Yay.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, I'm very excited to be seeing you in February.
I'm so excited you're coming to the Success at Tumen event. Oh, that's great. Oh, fantastic. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Excellent. So remind me of who you are and that we had this conversation.
I will, for sure.
And we're going to do 3 more days of healing with this stuff. So we'll play with this more and more. Awesome, honey. Can you pick a number from 1 to 159? Again, star 2 will raise your hand if you'd like to play with me.
Okay. 142.
142. Awesome, Nicole. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go to caller number 42 or 142. Excited. I am so excited to get this work out there. I really, really am. Oh my God. I created this spontaneous transformation technique for me. I use it every single day. Every single day I use this technique. And for some reason, this is the year to get it out there. This is the year. I guess I'm ready. This is post-Ecuador Gen. I went to Ecuador this summer and I hung out with the indigenous people in 500 miles from a road in the Amazon forest with indigenous people who have never been in civilization. And I worked with a shaman there. I went a crazy ayahuasca journey. Oh my God, my life changed. And I am singularly prepared now to bring this beautiful technique into the world in a big way. Okay, so let's go to caller number 142. 142. We're going to a Canuck. Looks like it's Calgary, Alberta. Last 4 digits are 5875. You're on the air. I get to say Canuck, because I am one. Hi there. Who's this?
It's Ariadne.
Hi. Ariadne?
Yes, and you know what, Jennifer? I think my dad may have known your dad.
Seriously?
He was an announcer for years at the CBC.
Oh, for gosh sakes. He probably knew each other.
Yeah. I love what you're doing, Jennifer. I'm a big fan, and I'm blown away that I'm on this call.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
How do you say it again?
You can say Ari. That's what everybody calls me.
Okay, that's much easier. Thank you, Ari. How can I help you, my dear? And know that Ari here is a catalyst for all of us. Whatever work that we're about to play with Ari on is for all of you without exception. Okay, Ari, how can I help you?
Well, I've had Crohn's for 30 years.
Oh, my.
And it's been a really, of course, fascinating journey, really, to try and heal myself. I suspect I've had many, many healings, but nothing's really stuck. And the last year and a half, I've been receiving blessings from Mahendra Trivedi and have experienced a great deal of healing. So I'm surprised now to find myself back. Well, of course, it feels like I'm back at square one, but I'm very sick. So if I run to the washroom, forgive me, I'll be taking you with me.
Okay, it's a deal.
Okay.
Just put us on mute and on the stuff that has a lot of sound.
Okay.
We'll go with you.
All right, hon.
Okay, so there's a very important concept here in healing, okay?
Yes.
There's no such thing as back.
Okay.
Okay, so there's only forward.
Mm-hmm.
There's only forward in our life, and so many of us, sometimes stuff when we are healing needs to come up and out.
Yes.
Right. So sometimes when we've had something that's that chronic, there's an up and out energy that has to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. So it feels to me like that is a possibility for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, it feels too, so that's nice to hear.
Good.
Okay.
So the first thing I'm going to say to you and your beautiful body is I'm so sorry. This has been a tough road. Okay, so for all of our bodies right now, we're just going to say to our beautiful bodies, Okay, this is not going to be as easy for some of you. So let's just bring our attention just to our body in general. Just feel our beautiful bodies. Feel the miracle that is our body, the capacity to, honest to God, if we slice a little piece of skin with a knife by accident, this crazy body can take that skin and put it back together again. It's a miracle.
Yeah.
You know, Mary's mom, you know, Mary Hall is my best friend, and I love and adore her mother so much. She's like a second mom to me. She's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Mary's mom has not had a cold in over 40 years.
Mm.
And she's alive and kicking.
Yeah.
And awesome.
Yes.
The body is ridiculous. We can remove organs and be just fine.
Yes.
It's amazing. So we're just all of us in this moment are going to bring our energy of the consciousness of the heart. The conscious of not the mind, but the consciousness of the heart. So holding an intention that we're bringing the consciousness of the heart, the consciousness of what I call the sacred chamber. And we are going to just thank our bodies. Okay. So, I'm being guided to do a little bit more of a guided process into the, going to make myself a note. If I don't make myself a note, when we go into the sacred chamber, it's just so beautifully neutral and love that I'm like, what? What were we supposed to do? Okay. Okay, so everyone, we're going to go on a little journey into the sacred chamber. The sacred chamber is the center point of the soul. It's not found in this dimension of being that we're in right now, in three dimensions. It's found in a different dimension. It's the dimension of love. Of neutrality. Neutrality in love is basically love without condition. So we're going to move our attention to that center point of our soul. Now, for some people, it looks like a place and you can see it and smell it and taste it and touch it. For other people, it's just a sensation. I met one man that it was only sounds. It was whale sounds. That's how he knew he was in a sacred chamber. That was it. That's all he got. So trust, trust, trust. So we're going to move our attention to the center of our brain. We're going to move to the center of our brain. And I promised every night we'd do a different way into the sacred chamber. So tonight we are going to go into the center point of our brain. If you know anatomy, it's where the pineal gland is. That's it. And as we stand in the center point, we look at the back of the head and there's this beautiful tube of light that moves right out the back of our head. It curves around and it joins into our back right at the base of our shoulder blades. And there's a tunnel right there. And this tube goes all the way around right through that tunnel, just like a beautiful slide. And it moves through the wormhole into the dimension of love. And it dumps us playfully into the sacred chamber. So I've described it for you. So now I want you to jump on the slide. So, Ari, jump on that slide and feel yourself whooshing around right through the wormhole and dumped playfully and safely and healthily in your beautiful sacred chamber.
Okay.
And tell me when you're there.
I'm there.
Yeah. What does it feel like in there?
Well, it seems to be a sandy beach with a campfire and...
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Perfect. So just feel like you're stepping deeper into your sacred chamber, deeper into this place.
Mm.
That's it. That's it. I want you to notice what it feels like as you go deeper and deeper into this sacred chamber. And the rest of you notice the same thing.
I'm just sinking into the earth.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. And as you're doing that, as you're experiencing your sacred chamber, I'm just going to bring your attention to a few things that are here for you. And again, for some of you, it's visual, sound, touch. For some of you, it's just a sensation. Just trust it.
Mm-hmm.
And notice the stillness that's here. Does that feel true?
Oh, very true.
Mm-hmm. This very sweet stillness. I want you to notice that there are very few thoughts here. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah. Great. So again, when we shine the light of the spotlight of consciousness, which is what noticing is, it expands these things. Is that true?
Yes.
The stillness is expanded.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And this is also a place of deep connection. And what we're connecting to is us, is to ourselves, is to our very soul. That's it. And what does that feel like?
It's a delicious heaviness.
Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. And the rest of you, you might have felt something very different. Go with what you're describing. Again, every time we describe something, we're bringing our attention to it and it expands. That's it. And as we feel this sweet stillness, in your case, this beautiful, lovely heaviness of stillness. That's, oh, wow. All of us just hit this beautiful point of elevation. That's it. And I'm just noticing the energy and how it's, there's very, very healing pulse happening for all of us right now. And by bringing my attention to it, it's expanding the healing opportunity that's here present for all of us. That's it. Ah, there we go. Lovely. Now, as we stand here in this remarkable place of our being, of our knowing, of our wisdom, of our love, of our connection, of our safety, of our sacredness, as we stand here noticing all of that, we're going to bring our attention now to the body itself. While staying in the sacred chamber, we're bringing our attention to the body itself. And we're just going to recognize the body as our partner. This beautiful body is our partner. Does that feel true?
Oh, it's very interesting because it feels like the body is vibrating at a different level, yes. Almost I'm separate from it and
That's
not
right.
So I'm trying to grasp what you're saying, but it's like my body's, no, you don't believe that.
No. Okay, this is really good. This is really, really, really good, Ari, because remember what I said about shining the light of consciousness?
Mm-hmm.
When we understand something like this, mm-hmm. we have all of it.
Gotcha.
All of it. Like we're 90% there just by recognizing that the body is saying you don't believe that.
No, and it's vibrating. It's like, fucking tell the truth. Pardon my language. Sorry.
No, don't. That's what the body's saying.
Okay.
It's okay. But again, maintain this beautiful part of you that recognizes the sacred chamber, that you're there. And you're going to have a conversation with this aspect of your body. That's it. That's it. Really good. Okay, so let's bring our attention to this persona that is your body,
mm-hmm.
that is angry.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what, if it's okay with you, I'm going to put some words in your mouth and see if these work for you.
Sure.
And you can start taking over. You can say to your body, you're right.
Go for it.
I'm sorry. Say that to your beautiful body. You're right, and I'm really sorry.
You're right, and I'm really sorry.
And in my life, it wasn't safe to be as present with you as I needed to be.
In my life, it was not safe. Be present with you and in my body.
Yeah, and I'm really sorry about that.
And I'm really sorry.
I'm so sorry, honey.
So sorry.
I'm so sorry. You're right to be angry.
You're right to be pissed off.
And I'm really sorry for what's been happening.
And I'm really sorry for what's been happening.
And I want you to know that I really see you now.
And I want you to know that I really see you now.
That I didn't know I wasn't in my body until this moment.
I didn't know I wasn't in my body until this moment.
And I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
And now I know.
Now I know.
So, beautiful body, what is it now that I'm present here for you? Say that.
Sorry, Jennifer, I just blanked out.
It's okay. It's okay. Mm. It's been a long time since you've been here. It's okay.
Yeah.
So, beautiful body, now that I'm here for you.
Beautiful body, now that I'm here for you.
What is it that you need?
What is it that you need? Says it doesn't want me to ever leave it again.
Yes, it doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't. And we can say to this beautiful body, thank you for wanting me. Thank you.
Thank you for wanting me.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you for wanting me.
Thank you for being my partner.
Thank you for being my partner.
Thank you for doing everything in your power to get my attention.
Thank you for doing everything in your power to get my attention.
And you've got it now.
You've got it.
I see you.
I see you.
I see what you need.
I see what you need.
And you simply just need me.
And you simply just need me.
How does that feel?
The vibration in my body shifted. It's not nervous anymore.
Good, good. So, it told you that it needed you to be in your body and present. So let's just ask it to show you, what would that be like? What would that look like? What would that feel like for you to be regularly, consistently in your body? What might that look like and feel like and be like? And let this part of you share that. Let your body share that with you.
Mm. Well, it's saying that everything would be different. I would walk calmly, assuredly, on the earth. There'd be a lot of power.
Yeah.
A lot of power.
I'm almost getting this image, and this is a little bit of a weird image, but I'm getting this image of you holding hands with this partner that is your body.
Mm.
And that there's such power surging through you, your soul, to your body, and your body back to your soul, and in powerful, connected support. Does that feel true?
It's not an image I would have thought of, but it feels nice, mm-hmm. But it's a little separate somehow.
Yeah, so bring the image to what it feels like for you. What is your version of that image? That may be my image for me. So what is your version of that image?
okay, I'm here in a body on a planet, kind of feel like an alien, but everything's not, I'm not afraid. I'm okay being here, being, I know this sounds strange, this is coming to me. I'm okay being here, being an alien. And it's not a bad alien thing. It's like, it's okay to be an alien.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. And how does your body feel about that?
It likes it.
Good.
Like, just, it's about time.
Good. Good.
There's something that my body wanted to ask.
Okay, what's that?
It said, what about when someone kills me? Because I have had experiences near close to that, and I'm sure in other lives. And I always wondered, and I didn't ever want to come fully in for the grief of having to leave, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah.
That I'd made my body a promise never to leave it, but when I gotta go, I gotta go.
Yeah. So your body knows that, and tap into the part of your body that knows that. Your body knows that.
Okay. That's what I didn't want to abandon.
Yeah. There's nothing to abandon. The body is you.
Okay.
Okey-doke, the body is you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That, yes.
So, so let's talk about, you know, someone wanting to harm you, someone, you know, we all have these antagonists in our life, every single one of us without exception. It's part of our dance on this planet. Did I mention that this is the hard planet? We chose the hard planet. This is not the easy planet.
Right.
This is not the ice cream and lollipops planet, although we get that too.
This is
the hard planet. And actually, you know, as I'm saying that, that's also a belief, right? And it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
So we are often asked to explore the depths of what our soul is yearning to experience here. We are being asked by our very soul to explore things. And part of what happens in that exploration is we come up with a set of beliefs. And those beliefs create situations in the grand science experiment that is our life. Our beliefs set up an experiment, and people show up to play in the experiment,
mm-hmm.
and at the soul's behest, no less. So one of your experiments is to have experienced someone who wanted to do you harm. There's very few people who are on this call who haven't had that experiment happened. Okay. So what happens is that we have this now belief that someone wanted to do us harm. So, you know, in my case, I had a childhood that had, you know, a lot of sexual abuse and alcoholism and, mm-hmm. and my beliefs that fell out of that is that, pretty much everyone wants to do me harm. You know, I had, was bullied merciless in school. It, you know, I had a lot of crazy experiences in childhood that led to some beliefs that were pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So these events happen to us, and the only way we can survive them is to come up with these interesting conclusions.
Yeah.
Well, ergo, if that's going to happen, therefore, ergo, I have to behave this way in order to survive.
Yeah.
If they did that to me, then that must mean I am like ABC. I am like not worthy. I'm ugly, blah, blah, blah. Right. So we come up with these crazy conclusions. They become these beliefs that then fashion patterns that we then create over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, when we live by these wild and crazy beliefs, then we live in a vibration of those beliefs. And that is what shows up.
Yep.
Period.
Yeah.
So, again, I talked about this last night. I'm having a little cognitive conversation with your mind, and your minds are all going, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So the mind cannot fix this, however. That's the challenge. The mind's going, oh, that makes sense. And then the mind, guess what the mind asks to? But how, right? And it's like, that's not the right question, as Mary Hall would say.
Yeah.
What we want to do instead is say, where am I feeling that in my body? Bring our attention to these aspects that are ready to be loved, ready to be seen, okay?
Yeah.
So that means if you have in your field and your body is expressing something that's held in the body, that what happens when someone wants to kill me, I think was your question.
Mm-hmm.
So then we get to play with beliefs. That's when we start to get to play with beliefs. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what does playing with beliefs around something that extreme mean? Well, likely from your childhood, you had something that happened that made it seem like someone wanted to kill you. There's probably lots of people on this call who have that. And that's what's playing out in our bodies. Our bodies, when we're in a place of disease or pain, or it's a huge call to get our attention, to start honoring and loving these old things. And it's a call to attention because we're ready. That's another concept that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because we can, God doesn't give us any more than we can handle. It's actually because we're ready.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to go deeper. And these things, they show up to get our attention, to take us deeper.
Mm-hmm.
We can't make these transformations without these catalyst moments, begging our attention, pointing us as like an arrow in the direction of where we're ready to love ourselves next, to heal ourselves, to transform ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Out of these old beliefs and patterns. So I'm going to give you an example for me, and it feels like it might help you. I had this belief about, you know, my parents and what they wanted, that they were not good. They were not okay. Every time they were constantly out to thwart me, constantly out to undermine me. And what I've come to realize by playing with my beliefs is that wasn't true. Mm-hmm. They may not have been the best parents in the world, by a long shot. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, I get so clearly beyond a shadow of a doubt in the heart of my soul that they were doing the best they can given the circumstances that they came from.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who is wanting to do you harm, the opportunity is to look at them and play with beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
What if their intention started as honorable but got filtered through their crazy beliefs and life and showed up as something far different?
Mm-hmm.
What if they are actually a being of love that got confused?
Mm-hmm.
What if, even though it doesn't look like it at all, they would do better if they could?
Mm-hmm.
What if they tried to do better, but they just didn't have the support, couldn't create the support, couldn't get out of it?
Mm-hmm.
What if they could do better, but they didn't know how and didn't have the support? What if they could do better, they would? Now apply that to this person. Does that feel like it could be true? Any of those?
Yes.
Yeah. So what's happening in this moment is that you are now moving into a field of compassion. You are now moving into a field of love. And just as you held yourself in that compassion, you now have this capacity to hold another in this compassion. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to go hang out with them. It doesn't mean you're going to call them up and tell them all about this. It means that you are now in an energy field that is different. And guess what that different energy will create in your life? Someone very different than that.
Mm-hmm.
In my life, it's actually created a level of forgiveness I didn't know was possible for both my parents. I actually love them dearly. I love them dearly. And I didn't know I could do that. I really didn't think that is a miracle.
Yeah.
And it happened by examining my beliefs about them and about the situation and about the crazy conclusions I made from my interaction with the dysfunctional people and the antagonists in my life.
Mm-hmm.
We become free. We become free. And so there's really powerful energy moving into the call right now for all of us. As we start shining the light of consciousness on some of these beliefs that we've had about our own life. As we start honoring everyone's experience and knowing that without exception on this planet, without exception, every soul would do better if it knew how, if it could. And some of us are having beliefs about that. Then why are ISIS, blah, blah, blah. Here's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing. And what if there's a crazy unfolding happening on the planet that requires some of these people to act in this way to get our attention, just as the body acts in the way it does in manners of dis-ease and pain to get our attention?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, so I had five people ask me those that very question, so they look nice. Right? What if there's a divine unfolding that is required in order to get the most people's attention to direct us in a new way? Okay, here's a big one. What if there's nothing going wrong? Now, that doesn't mean that we have to put our head in the sand. But what it does mean is we can put our attention. So someone just asked about the environment and it's an unsafe world. And, you know, another person asked about ISIS. Okay. Guess what we get to do? The spontaneous transformation in that moment. Where do you feel that in your body? Where do you feel that on your body? That's the question. Mm-hmm. And then bringing our attention to that aspect of our body, being that beautiful observer that comes from a place of nurturing and protection, loving and honoring that aspect of us until it reveals to us the feelings, and then perhaps the feeling behind the feeling. And allowing, and then asking this aspect, what does it need? And then allowing that need to be expressed and asking what it feels like to have that expression of need in our life. And then feeling and noticing the transformation. And by noticing and paying attention to it, it expands. And noticing that and watching that expand. That's the process of what we can do.
You know, it's interesting because I've known all that, and I think that's what's kept me going. But there's this little aspect in me and my colon saying, you know, I just really like to have a temper tantrum, and I need to know where I can do that, where I'll be safe and no one will hurt me.
Yeah. And, you know, you can do that by just bringing your attention into that aspect that needs to have the temper tantrum, creating the space through energy of love and witnessing and support, and allowing yourself to be the observer witnessing your colon having a temper tantrum, the aspect of you that needs to have a temper tantrum.
You know, I was thinking, Jennifer, after listening to the yesterday's call, which is so beautiful, that I've always hated the temper tantrum, and I've pushed it away, and then I got this aha that how holy it was.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, now that's turning my whole life upside down. Because I was never allowed to have a temper tantrum without something bad happening. So.
Well, no wonder your colon's upset.
I didn't realize it could be a holy aspect of me.
That's right. It is a holy aspect of you. So it's interesting that you say holy, because I keep seeing like a street sign that on one side it says H-O-L-Y and then on the other side it says W-H-O-L-Y.
Yes.
Holy, yeah. Holy, holy, yeah. Holy, holy, holy.
And better yet, holy crap.
That's awesome. Yeah, holy crap.
Oh.
Okay, so your homework, Ari, is to do a spontaneous transformation process with your homework, with your colon.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Yes,
and
yes.
Just witness it from that beautiful, loving, supportive observer effect. Witness it having the temper tantrum that it requires, that it needs.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
You're so welcome, honey. And would you pick a number from 1 to 146?
Oh, I'm going to do like last night and pick 111.
Okie dokie. It's a deal. Thank you so much. That was wonderful for so many people. Thank you, honey.
Beautiful, yeah. Okay. You'll put me on mute automatically, right?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, son. Okay, so let's go to, we're going to do a turbo session for caller number 111.
Hi, I'm Sylvie.
Sydney, did you say?
I said Sylvie.
Cindy.
Yes, I come from France from Skype.
Oh, wonderful. France, how can I help you, Cindy? And again, we're going to have to, I'm going to ask you for a quick question that I can answer quickly because I had no idea it was so late. So just a quick question from you. How can I help you?
I've had fear and guilt come up because I didn't took care of the heater of water, and there is a calcareous done on it. And it will be repaired tomorrow, but I would like that fear to be cleared before the reparation is done so that it moves properly.
Wonderful. So the first thing I want you to notice is that you noticed the fear and the guilt, and that because you noticed it, you noticed the next piece, which is that you will influence the repair. So,
yes.
Huge. I can't even tell you how huge that is. Simply noticing it. Okay, simply noticing it. So, what if there's absolute perfect timing? The rest of you do the same. Something that you've been guilty about, that you didn't get to, that broke, or that So what if there's a divine, perfect pace and timing to everything?
Oh.
There you go. What if you were supposed to not take care of this until right now for a very specific reason that you might not get until tomorrow or when you meet the repair guy? What if there's a specific reason why you weren't getting to this?
I know why, because that way I get to know that I need to clear my energy body and that
it
has repercussion in the outside.
It. That's it. You see? You see how this works? As soon as you ask the what-if questions around your beliefs, you immediately see what's really going on. And now it's gone. It's released. Is that true?
Already with the other caller, I did get better.
Yes. You are free of this little piece, and the repair is going to go beautifully, and there's another synchronistic moment that's coming because of it. So congratulations.
Thanks.
For not reacting to your heater sooner.
Well, I also had a fight with my owner to be able to know who would pay. So
yeah,
it
so
would
here,
be
here's, here's what happens when we are in this place of conflict around guilt and so on,
yeah.
Right? Guess what that leads to? When we have conflict in ourselves, we get conflict with other people. So she walked right into your energy field of guilt and recognized it and responded perfectly. Is that true?
Well, it's hard to know when you don't study the law. I don't have an agency to tell me. So
okay, so let me say that again. Let me just say that one more time. Okay, you had this energy of conflict. You had this energy of guilt. Is that true?
Yes.
That's the energy field.
Yes, for a long time, yes.
Good. And that is the energy field that your landlord walked right into. So the only way that she
used that opening in my field to manipulate me, so that.
No, she didn't manipulate you, honey.
Okay.
Your field was there. The only way that she could behave was in response to your field. The only way that people can, The only way that people can play with us is in response to what is in our field that is created from our beliefs.
Yes, so I need to change that the way she can plug into me like that
she's always going to plug into you. Everyone you meet is going to plug into you exactly where you're at. So she doesn't need to do anything. You don't need to do anything except notice what you're feeling. Notice the moments of trigger. Move into your body and honor those places that are up, because they're up because they want your attention. They're up because you're ready. Mm. And right now you've already made a change, and I suspect that your field, unless you focus a lot of attention on what's wrong with her and how she did it wrong and how she manipulated you, when you focus your attention on that, those are beliefs. Those are beliefs.
Yes, I did already transform that.
Yes, I can feel that. I can feel that.
Yeah.
When we bring our attention to what's wrong, that continues to kind of expand. When we bring our attention to, hey, I transformed that. I wonder what will show up now. And everyone walks into our beautiful universe. It's our universe that we're creating. And these people walk into it and they respond accordingly. They respond from your energy 100%. And your energy is created from your beliefs. And your beliefs are created from the past events that have happened. And we have these beautiful aspects inside of us that are just waiting for us to love them and see them and honor them. And allow the love to expand beyond them so that they no longer have to be the dominant part of our field. That's the possibility. Oh, my God, you were the perfect finish to tonight. Thank you so much, Cindy. You're awesome. Merci beaucoup.
Merci, au revoir.
Très bien. Merci beaucoup. Au revoir.
Thank you.
Oh, that was beautiful. How perfect was that? That was a perfect illustration. And we got to turbo through that. So, holy cow, an hour and 42 minutes. I can't help myself. I'm having so much fun. Thank you so much, all of you, for being part of this. Please show up tomorrow night again, because as you can feel,
We're every night, where it's lighter and lighter. It's much lighter than it was last night. It's going to be even lighter tomorrow night. And when I mean lighter, it doesn't mean better. It just means the powerful things and circumstances and upsets in our life don't impact us as dramatically. We actually now have them instead of them having us, because we're shining the light of consciousness. And we get to see that so many of these things are just ready to be loved. That's all. Just ready to be loved. And I love you. I really do. And I'm so blessed and honored that you've chosen to play with me tonight and for these 3 nights of transformation. So I will see you tomorrow night. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being you. Thank you for bringing all your brilliance, your guides that are working through me to support you. This is a beautiful co-creative process. We are in a co-creative universe. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you are, all that you bring, how important you are. I really appreciate and value you. Thank you. And much love to you. I will see you tomorrow night. Join me again. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being part of this powerful community. I'm really honored to play with you. Until then, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye now.